coast to coast and worldwide on the internet. This is Coast to Coast AM with Barbara Simpson. To talk with Barbara toll-free from east of the Rockies, call 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, toll-free 1-800-618-8255. Call the Wildcard Line at area code 818-501-4109. The first-time caller line is area code 818-501-4721. International callers may reach Barbara by calling the AT&T International Operator and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903.
Good evening, good morning, everyone, wherever you are. I'm Barbara Simpson here for the Sunday edition of Coast to Coast AM. We're coming to you from our Coast studios in San Francisco, and we're reaching you, well, wherever you are across the world of radio. Glad you're with us. We're going to spend the evening and the morning together. It's a Coast to Coast look at the world around us. Coming up in the program just a little bit later, you think pyramids? You usually think Egypt, don't you? And then maybe Central and South America, but that's usually as far as most people go, but there is more to pyramids than that. In fact, there are pyramids in civilizations literally around the world, even in places that might surprise you, especially when you find out how old they really are. Tonight, Dr. Robert M. Schock will be with us, and he has it all. His book, Voyages of the Pyramid Builders. That's coming up a little bit later on Coast. But first, our World Watch. It was pretty much snow and rain and some clear weather in the West Coast. But snow showers across the plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley today, and some rain on parts of the South. Snow fell in Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Illinois, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The heaviest, or some of the heaviest, in northeastern Oklahoma. They also had some snow showers in parts of Montana, Wyoming, and the Dakotas. In the warmer air to the south, they had rain in parts of East Texas and Louisiana, right through Georgia and Florida. They also had more snow in the northeast, where they were just inundated with snow in that big storm on Friday. In parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York, the lake effect showers, that's from the Great Lakes, brought in rain, almost 5 inches in those areas, and at the east end of Lake Ontario, by noon, they had 11 inches of rain. Wow. Sunday's temperatures around the lower 48 range from a morning low of 24 below zero. That was at Hibbing, Minnesota, a midday reading of 82 at Miami. And just in case you're wondering about sunny California, the last couple of nights here in the San Francisco area and a little bit north, it was below zero. No, below freezing. I take it back. Not below zero, below freezing. Hey, that's cold enough when you're a Californian. I'll tell you the truth. In the Ukraine, they are having some of the coldest weather they've had almost ever. They're saying that the farmers there are going to have to replant a quarter of the 21 million acres of winter crops damaged by freezing temperatures. Farmland in two regions has been severely affected by the frost. More than 170,000 acres of barley have literally been destroyed. Again, that's in the Ukraine. In Indonesia, in West Java province, they had a landslide, buried alive at least 10 people, raising the death toll from a week of natural disasters there to almost 30. They first had a lot of rain, and then they had all of these slides. Areas of central Japan were rocked by two moderate earthquakes, both strong enough to rattle windows and move loose objects. They also had earth movements in Sumatra, Iran, Croatia, the Hungary-Austria border, the San Francisco Bay Area, the Los Angeles area, Guatemala, and El Salvador. And here's some interesting look at the weather in the Congo. They not only have all of those health problems and political problems, they had a violent windstorm roaring across western parts of that country, killing dozens of people and injuring hundreds of others, and homes collapsing. They say at least 164 people died, but they suspect by the time they go through all the rubble, they will find more. Scientists in Italy announced that a long dormant and notorious Mount Vesuvius is going to come back to life maybe sooner rather than later, and eventually will be the source of another catastrophic eruption. If you think back to your history in 79 AD, remember Pompeii? Vesuvius erupted then, killing about 16,000 people and burying Pompeii and Herculaneum. If it happened today, it could kill a far greater number of people and could even threaten the destruction of the city of Naples, which is 13 miles away. It's been 60 years since Vesuvius last spewed lava, and they are studying it, and they are concerned. As if that wasn't enough for Italy, Mount Etna now may experience more frequent and violent eruptions, according to a study of Europe's biggest and most active volcano. Records from 647 recent earthquakes near Etna. Now, this is a report in Science magazine, so you can check it out. Etna kicked off one of its most active periods on October 27th, and with only a few hours of earthquakes as a warning. They say that it will become active again soon. The eruptions would become more frequent, voluminous, and potentially hazardous. The volume of magma has been increasing since 1994, and it does not decrease after an eruption, so they are very concerned. Of course, the investigation into the shuttle disaster continues. Now they're looking at the possibility that a block of ice big enough to damage the wing, may have formed on a wastewater vent. Wouldn't be the first time this happened. In fact, it happened on one shuttle mission in 1984 when that water formed a chunk about the size of a basketball on the lip of the vent. They were so concerned then that it could damage the wing that they ordered the astronauts to use the shuttle robot arm to break off the ice. Well, this time, they didn't have the robot arm on Columbia, and of course it raises the question of, well, why not? And they're just now beginning to say that maybe this was a possible cause of what happened. One day after the launch on January 16th, military radar saw an object moving rapidly away from the shuttle. NASA said it's unknown what the object was, but it could have been some ice from that wastewater vent. So now they're looking into it. Unfortunately, a little bit late for the people on board that ship. And as NASA is grounding the shuttle fleet, look at Galileo. That's the probe that took 5 years to reach Jupiter. It photographed asteroids, the stormy red spot, turned its cameras on the moons, taking a look at Callisto, Europa, and Ganymede, finding out lots of information about it. Well, apparently at the end of this month, the operations will conclude. After that, scientists will check on the ship once a month until September, when it's directed to crash into Jupiter. They might let it stay in orbit, but they're afraid it might contaminate one of the moons if it collides with it. It was a $1.5 billion mission, and it met 70% of its objectives. And listen to this story. Talk about almost a miracle from Japan in the city of Fuji. An old man, 82 years old, was taking a shortcut alongside some railroad tracks to get home when he heard a train coming up behind him. They said his legs were too weak to get out of the way in time. Now, mind you, he was not really alongside the tracks. He was walking in the tracks between them. So he decided to hit the ground. He didn't jump out of the way. He flattened himself between the tracks while the train passed over him. There was only 14 inches of space between the rails and the underbelly of the train. And you know what? He survived with not a scratch. That's what you call a close call. I'm Barbara Simpson. This is Coast to Coast AM.